Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this edition of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about how about treating the person instead of the disease. There was a very interesting article that was written up by Lena Wen, based on a report done by Maria Fabrizio for NPR. It goes into a scenario where a gentleman was rushed to the hospital by his wife in a car. He refused the ambulance, and how it took the hospital ER team about 22 minutes to get him through the entire system to the point where his heart was unblocked in 22 minutes, which was much quicker than the usual time of 42 minutes. The staff at the hospital was very happy with the results. The man did heal fine, was back to exercising and working as normal. Unfortunately, in this scenario, the patient felt very upset because no one really came to him to explain who they were, what was going on with him, how they were trying to help him. They just went through the checklist to make sure everything was done that needed to be done in a very sterile, fast, quick, and effective manner. The gentleman who had the cardiac arrest and his wife were both very upset with the hospital and actually put in a complaint with the hospital because he just didn't understand what was going on. He thought he got really shabby care, when the reality was that he got excellent care. However, there's something that needs to be taken into consideration when someone goes to the emergency room for any reason whatsoever. First of all, there's going to be fear around the whole process, because people in emergency rooms generally don't feel good. They don't really know what's going on with their body. And a bit of an explanation would be a really helpful thing. Not just an explanation of what they think is going on, but an explanation of what the tests tell the doctors and nurses, and to keep the patient apprised of what's going on. It's really, really, really important. The technology we have is fantastic to the degree that it can do the job really well. But my question is, where's the humanity in how people are treated these days when they go to the emergency room, or even sometimes to the doctor's offices? You go to the front reception desk. They might say hi if you're lucky. They'll ask you for your name. They hand you your clipboard so you could fill in all the details they should already have if you've already been there before. And then you get to wait and wait and wait. And many times there's not too much friendliness going on. And again, if you're in there for an annual exam, it may not be that big a deal. But if you're in there because you're feeling lousy, it's really nice to know that someone actually cares. And they show that they care by taking an interest and keeping you updated on what's going on. This is what we need. It's called having a human connection, and a human connection creates rapport. Rapport creates trust, and trust would have allowed this gentleman to feel like he was getting the excellent care he was without needing to put in complaints, maybe putting in an accommodation for the emergency room staff that took care of his case on that particular day. Instead of being a disease that needed to be cured, he could have been a human being that was being treated. What can we do in order to help ourselves should we find ourselves in a similar situation? Well, patients and family members can speak up when they're confused or scared, and know that it's possible for the doctors to explain what's happening. If you need them to explain it again in simpler terms, just let them know. It's important for the patient and their family and friends to realize that they do have a right to know what's going on as it's going on and in a manner that they can understand. It will help to create a much better situation for the patient to heal. Because healing is done from the heart, not the intellect. Not really. So, if you find yourself in this situation, please speak up while you're still in the hospital. And maybe you'll be able to write accommodation for the emergency room staff or for any medical treaters who you might come in contact with, instead of feeling negatively after they had worked so hard to do what was needed to help save your life, perhaps, as was true in this gentleman's situation. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.